אנחנו קוראים מתוך
We are reading excerpts about Between the Straits, excerpt number 16, from the introduction of Malchut to the Gate of Introductions, excerpt number 16. The young said, When I was 30 at strength, I was fatigued. I was sitting, bewildering, and my thoughts wandered, for the harvest passed. The summer was over, and we were not saved. There was no remedy to our disease, nor cure to our flesh for the destruction of our temple, which was ruined today in the year of 500 years ago. Alas, for one day of the Creator, which is 1,000 years, and also the shadows of the night, which are 504 years more than the half of the second day. All the ends have perished, and the Son of David did not come. And what our sages said is known. Every generation in which the temple wasn't built in its days, it is as if it was ruined in its days. And I shall investigate and know what it means and why our end and exile is in length and why the Messiah of Son of David did not come.
This is the question. What does it mean every day that the temple was not built? It's as though it is ruined. That's first. That's the question. Go ahead. Quickly and... Rav. Okay, so from the time of Ari onwards, there is the obligation to correct the shattering, and since then, not before, we can already count the years, the many years in which we are already falling behind in correction. And every day that the correction doesn't happen, it adds to the shattering. Worse and worse desires arise, which we had to correct already and connect above them, and we don't yet do it. So certainly the burdening increases. Next.
Excerpt number 17 from the Gates of Sanctity by Abraham Hu. Our sages said, the hatred of the created beings removes a person from the world, and he supposedly hates the Creator for having created him. It is written, In the second temple there were righteous and great sages, and it was ruined only because of unfounded hatred, and the end did not disappear only because of unfounded hatred. Moreover, the rest of the iniquities are at the time being, but unfounded hatred is always in one's heart, and every moment he is passing, you shall not hate, and canceling the mitzvah of you shall do, love thy friend as thyself. Moreover, it was said about that mitzvah that this is the great rule in the Torah, which all depends on it. And Moshe was rewarded with all his merits only because he loved Israel and regretted their sorrow, as the sages have said about, and he saw their sufferings. And on the verse, and now if you will remove their sins, and if not, destroy me. And therefore he was measured against all of Israel.
How does it happen that we hate the Creator? What are the reasons that a person seemingly hates the Creator? Please.
Thank you.
Except number 18, Baal HaSulam, letter 60. There was a precondition that was given before the reception of the Torah. However, afterwards, from the time the calf was made, the package was separated, because wars were made, and the sons of Levi killed by the words of God 3,000 men. Later on came the complaints about Moshe and Aaron and the spies, and of course all those who did not add love and unity. Later, when they entered the land, there was no rest as well. And therefore, there was no place to expect that anyone should keep this main commandment. But in order that the Torah will not be forgotten from Israel, they began to engage in other mitzvot, even though they neglected the main point, because they had no other choice. Perhaps this is what the sages meant when they expounded on the destruction of the Second Temple, that there was no idolatry there, and that they were well versed in the Torah. And why was it destroyed? They said, because of unfounded hatred. Perhaps they meant that they were unable to engage in the primary building of the Torah, which is love your friend as yourself.
So, what does it mean that the package was separated? What does that mean? That first it was well tied together, stabilized, and then it disintegrated.
I don't know what it means that the package was separated, but he wrote before
when it held by that main mitzvah. He doesn't say what it is, but then he says it's by love thy friend as thyself. Meaning the package is the group, the people, the nation, the connection between everyone, which was by accepting the condition of love thy friend as thyself, and that held them together until they stopped maintaining it. And when they stopped, the package was separated. And he calls that the main mitzvah, the great rule of the Torah. Please talk about it.
Like him to justify and love the friends.
Rav, why does love thy friend as thyself is the main mitzvah, the great rule of the Torah, that the whole Torah come to us in order to maintain that rule only? And if we carry it out, we carry out the Torah. And if we don't carry it out, we don't carry out the Torah. And therefore comes the ruin and the exile, etc. So why does love thy friend as thyself is the great rule of the Torah? One and the same. Rav, why is the Creator called love?
Bakasha.
Please.
Except number 19, Baal HaSulam, this is for Yehuda. Baal HaSulam. All the letters of redemption are present in exile, except for the Aleph, since this letter indicates the Alufo, champion of the world. This teaches us that the form of the absence is but the negation of the presence. And we know the form of the presence, redemption, from the verse, and they shall teach you no more every man his neighbor, for they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. Hence, the form of the previous absence, meaning the form of exile, is only the absence of the knowledge of the Lord. This is the absence of the Aleph, which is missing in Gola, exile, and present in the Geula, redemption, the Dvekut, adhesion with the champion of the world. This is precisely the redemption of our souls, no more and no less. As we have said, that all the letters of Geula, redemption, are present in Gola, exile, but the Aleph, which is the champion of the world.
So, what is that letter Aleph, the champion of the world? What's written, they shall all know me? Know what? The letter Aleph? Please. What does it mean to know the Lord?
And we feel that, except number 20, Rabash, what is when Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah is with them in the work, except number 20. When we speak of exile in relation to the Creator, it is only from the perspective of the creatures. That is, it is according to the attainment of the creatures that there is the matter of exile and redemption. Sometimes they perceive the Creator as a great king dwelling in his palace, with seraphim and animals and wheels of holiness standing around him. And sometimes they perceive him as a king who has been exiled from his palace, captive under the rule of another king. This is regarded as the king being in exile. Accordingly, we should interpret that the people of Israel went out of the land of Israel and the temple was ruined. In the work, we should interpret that the people of Israel went out and did not feel the flavor of Torah and mitzvot, and their heart, which was a place for feeling the Kedusha, sanctity, called the temple, that place was ruined. The other king, called an old and foolish king, conquered their hearts and took all the kelim of Kedusha out of there. This means that he took out all the thoughts of Kedusha that they had in their hearts and instead instilled an idol in the palace of the Lord. That is, where previously there was Kedusha, he took out all the thoughts of Kedusha, where Kedusha means thoughts for the sake of the Creator. Yet he conquered their hearts and installed in their hearts thoughts that are only about their own benefit. This is regarded as a foolish old king conquering the temple and exiling Israel from within it. That is, the quality of Israel is no longer in their bodies. This is as it is written, God, the nations have come into you, your inheritance. They have defiled the temple of your holiness, laid Jerusalem in ruins. That is, the quality of Israel departed from their hearts, and in their stead came Gentiles.
Rav, what do we attain from the Creator destroying the temple and exiling us? What do we and the whole of humanity attain out of that state?
Exit number 21, letter 76, Rabash, volume 2. Our sages said about the verse, who is the wise man that may understand this? Why is the land ruined? Rav Yehuda said, Rav said that they did not bless in the Torah first. The Ran introduces there in the name of our Rav Jonah, and this is his words. This verse is accurate. The land was lost because they did not bless in the Torah first. If it says, because they left my law, literally, that they had left the Torah and did not engage in it When we ask the sages and the prophets why they did not interpret it, for it is revealed and easy to interpret. They certainly always engage in Torah. This is why the sages and the prophets were perplexed by why was the land ruined. Finally, the Creator Himself explained it. He knows the depth of the heart that they did not bless in the Torah first. That is, the Torah was not important enough to them that it would be worth blessing, meaning they did not engage in it in Lishma, and therefore slighted its blessing. Thus far his words. This means that the study of Torah and observing the mitzvot is primarily in order to draw the disclosure of the light of his face downward. This is regarded as the light in it reforms him, which appears through the choice and when engaging in Lishma for her sake. At that time, what Rabbi Meir said comes true. The secrets of Torah are revealed to he who learns Torah in Lishma. This is regarded as his kinship appearing below. And this is the meaning of do them as though you are making me.
So, what does it mean to bless for the Torah first? This is very known that the ruin was made because the Torah wasn't blessed first. What's it for?
Excerpt number 22, Baal HaSulam, Fruit of the Wise, Divine Words. This I heard from my teacher. When the temple was ruined, immediately did Rabbi Akiva tell his students, the temple is ruined, as though this was nothing of consequence. Let us resume our studies. And I think the interpretation of these holy words is apparent. As this divine man, Rabbi Akiva, was always teaching his students that, blessed are you, Israel, for before whom it is that you are purified, and so on. But they did not apply these teachings as they should have, and so they perished during the days of the counting, until Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south to teach them. And then they heard it themselves, meaning they saw with their own eyes for whom it is that they are purifying themselves and who is purifying them. This explains why when the temple was ruined, he told it to them as if it was of no consequence, and go out and learn from whom you purify and who purifies you, as these things require much pursuit, and thus there is nothing for you now other than to clarify your mind for this study.
So how do we learn who do we purify and who purifies us? How can we define it with a few sentences? To whom do we purify and who purifies us? Go ahead.
It's moving on to the next part of the lesson.